Okay. So Mishnah at the top of the page. Oh yes, before I parenthetically, yesterday I mentioned that there is a machlokes harishonim and a machlokes im sakalacha. What do we say on Shmini Atzeres? Right? Do you say a Chag Shmini Atzeres is there, which is the minhag of? Chag Hashmini Atzeres is there. Who says that? Very good. Or Yom Hashmini Chag Atzeres is there. That's very good. Or Yom Hashmini Atzeres is there without Chag. Who says that?
No idea.
McGraw.
About very Nicholas. Good. How did you get? Did you know that in advance, or did you just guess?
I just assumed. No, it was like a,
very good. It is the McGraw based on the Rashi, actually, on our Amud, right at the last, right at the top of the Amud. The Rashi says that. And I didn't. I had a word about it, which I forgot to mention. So there is the Graw. The Graw is one in Pasuk, right? So you're wondering. I understand Chag Hashmini Atzeres, it's a separate Chag, right? And I understand Yom Hashmini Chag Atzeres, it's like Tzvei Dinen. On the one hand, it's Chag Atzeres, it's separate Chag. On the other hand, Yom Hashmini, it's really connected to Sukkot. A little bit of both in it. We discussed that. What about Yom Hashmini Atzeres? It implies that it is the Gamrei Chag Atzeres, right? Which is against the Gemara. Right. Rashi has this psak, mamish, on the Gemara that seems to be from Tokaret. Right. It says, a regular b'shnei atzmei le'inyan pazar kasher. Right? So what's going on? So I thought that it might be the same thing, the Ramban, on Parshas, I think, right? The Ramban says, what's going on with me and Tzeres? So he says there's a very famous midrash, which you've heard, right, which says that the first day of creation has a pair. What's the pair of the first day of creation? What's the matched pair? The day that matches the first day. The day that comes with the first day. The day that has a similar content to the first day. What's midrash, right? You know, you've heard this midrash before. That's you. Right? The second day, why? Because they're both about division.
Oh, P-A-R.
Yes. The first day also has a pair of fruit. Anyway.
I was thinking pair.
Okay. Right. The second day. Right. Why? Because they're both about division. Right. We divide heaven and earth. We divide light and dark. They're both about division. The third day is paired with which day?
Fourth.
Why?
Because they're about growing.
We define concepts. You know, define light and dark. We define heaven and earth. Let's fill them. Right. Let's put stuff in them. Right. And then 5 and 6 are paired, why?
Creating living beings.
Yeah, what lives in heaven and earth? We'll fill them with living things, with things that move around and make noises and chat occasionally and whatever, right? And then Shabbos doesn't have a pair. It's very sad. But Sasheri, what's the pair of Shabbos? Very good. Like I said, we all know this midrash. This midrash is Mephorah. What does this midrash have to do with Shmini Atzeres?
Shmini Atzeres is the pair of Shabbos.
In what sense?
The eighth day.
Very good. So Shmini Atzeres is the eighth day of the week. Literally. Right, says the Ramban. It's the eighth day of the week, except for the week has how many days?
Seven.
The world was created with a week that has 7 days. Right, and Shmini Atzeres, that's the eighth day of the week. Right, meaning it's the day that doesn't exist. Right, meaning it's like, what is the eight in Judaism? What does the number usually represent?
The mystical things that are
right? Things that are mechutz. Right, and that's us. Right, so that's Shmini Atzeres represents us. That's the whole importance of having the 70 Purim during Sukkot is the 70 nations of the world, is precisely so that we can then have the one Purim Shmini Atzeres, which is different. Right, and that's what's going on Shmini Atzeres. Why Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres is actually stresses. It sends sense. The whole point of Sukkot is leading up to that moment where we can say Yom Shmini Chag, when Yom Shmini Atzeres has pointed that sheet. Okay. I mamish think that is what the Bro meant. That is definitely what. The Ramban doesn't say all that. Anybody who knows that Ramban's al derech ha'emesis, he doesn't say all that, but he says enough that I can put it together. I think it's me. Okay.
Come and listen to this again. Sukkot next year.
I'm happy that I provided something meaningful. Okay. Hallel v'asimcha shmoina keitzad. Hallel. Hallel meaning what? Reading Hallel, right? And simcha meaning. No. Very good. Shall we simcha? Shkayech, right? Shmoina all 8 days. Keitzad. What does this mean? I mean, you korban 8 day, right? A korban each day. You bring you have to bring your own korban every single day. Is that what it means? Obviously not, right? Melamed shechayev adam behal v'simcha uvechiyavion uvechoy diyom tov ha'achron shechad kishar kol yemoy sechag. There's no difference between the 8 day and the rest of it. All the same din, right? Mora. Mana honey, Millie, where does this come from? Sonar Rabbanan, as the Brisa says. Sorry, you can explain by the way. What does it mean that that you pray that Simcha is Kol Chag? Means that if you didn't bring the Shami Simcha on the first Yom Tov, either because you didn't make your shine in time, you didn't for some reason get to the Beis HaMikdash, there were too many animals in Beis HaMikdash, they didn't manage it, Yom Tov Rishon was on Shabbos, whatever the case may be, right? You bring it the rest of Chag. Tashlumim Kol Shmoina. That's what it means. Okay? Fine. Manani Mili, where does this thing come from? The son of Rabbanah, Va'isach Sameach, or I see Leila Yom Tovach, right? The Pasuk says, Va'isach Sameach. Right, you will be only happy. Why do I ach? To come to include the last night, interestingly, of Chag, right? Oh, we know Leila Yom Tov Rishon. Maybe it comes for the first day. So Oimer Ach, Chilek, when it says ach, what does ach mean? Ach usually means we're distinguishing between two things. We're dividing, right? Therefore, right? Says Vayisa Ach Sameach, saying the day which is separate from the rest of Sukkot is also within the mitzvah of Simcha. Okay. Umar Ra'isa LeRabbi Zili Yom Tovach and LeZili Yom Tovach Rishon. Right. And why is it that I needed? Why the last day and not the first day? It says Merabe Ani Leili Yom Tovach Arachron Sheyishim Palachanav Matzei Ani Yom Tovach Rishon Sheinzim Palachanav. This pasuk is probably not talking about. It says you on a day which is separate, you should also be happy. It's not going to say you should also be happy on the first day because there was no happiness before that. It makes no sense, right? It's going to be saying that and continue with the happiness for the eighth day after you've been happy for 7 days. Okay, very good. Mishnah. Sukkah Shiva Ketzad. What does it mean that the Sukkah is a mitzvah for 7 days? Gomer Milecho Lo Yatir Esukase. When you finished eating on the 7th day, presumably on Hashanah Rabbah, but Lo Yatir Esukase, don't take it down. It's Aser. Aval Moirides Akele Min Aminkol Maylo Mipnei Kvod Yom Tov Achron Shachag. But you can't start taking the dishes and all the other things that you brought into your Sukkah. Remember, you're going to really live in the Sukkah, so you bring things into it. Right? All things you brought into your Sukkah, you can remove after Mincha on the Yom on Hashanah Rabbah, so you'll be ready for Shmini Atzeres because of Kvod Yom Tov. Okay. Gemara, Ein Lo Kelin Lahoyrid Mau. So the Gemara says Ein Lo Kelin. If he has
no Kelin.
He has nothing there, right? Nothing in Sukkah. Lahoyrid Mau. Is he able to take down the sukkah? That was the question. I'm not going to lie, I don't totally understand the question, but it doesn't matter, it's neither the Gemara, although for a slightly different reason than whatever than the initial weirdness. Ein lo kelim. Ein lo kelim. Ela ki yishtamish b'ma yishtamish. What do you mean? He had something. Like, what's he been using? This question that he only has, that he has nothing to use, only came up when Shmini Atzeres came along? We've had 7 days of Chag already, he has stuff in the sukkah. Whatever, something's in the sukkah, the table, the chair, and something, he's put something in the sukkah, right? Ella, ainly mokim the hoirid kelev mal. Rather, he doesn't have anywhere to move it. Right? Doesn't have somewhere else to go for Yom Tov Achron, right? And he's going to have to. Why are you looking at me?
No, the answer's you care.
And why? And he's going to have to eat where on Yom Tov? Presumably, right? Right.
On the kitchen table. Dining table.
Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said the following. Amar he said poiches ba arba. Right? What does it mean? Take off 4 tefachim from the sukkah and you make it possible. How do you make it possible by taking off 4 tefachim?
Because you don't have the 3 tefach to fill in the. You don't have like a wall. Or I mean, the skach isn't. Right? You need 3 tefachim and you can fill it in. Leave it.
Very good. So you're passing the sukkah, but it means something. So we're talking about a 7x7 sukkah. Right? But otherwise, you could stay in the bit that does have, so it does have a skach on top.
Ah.
Right? We're talking about a 7-12 in the 7-12 in the 7-12 in the sukkah, you've taken away most of the stuff. There's not enough stuff to form.
Take off 4-12 and sit in the taken it.
You could do that too, right? Sit in the puzzle with the sukkah is the answer to the question. Rabbi Yehush, you're a Shilvan Lee. By the way, I know some places, sometimes in Australia, right, if Shmini Atzeres is late, if sukkah is late, then Shmini Atzeres is going to be on a hot day. They want to eat outside on their balconies. Elamai, it's a sukkah, right? So what do? They put something over the top.
And you can do that on.
Oh, that's simple sukkah beds. I'm not familiar with that. You eat in the sukkah anyway. What's our but
you're able to deconstruct your sukkah on.
So you're not really meant to, right? But it's saying if you have no other option, you mamish have nowhere else to eat, right? So then, min ha'michal ma'ila, you can start taking part. You're sort of puzzled, so you'll be able to eat there on Friday. Right, or in simple story, because in Chutzlaris, you eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres still, right? Remember, we said the Yisuvia Shminen, Baruchi lo yimei barachinan. We don't say a bracha on the sukkah, but we do eat in the sukkah. Right, sleep in the sukkah, and Shmini Atzeres is not right. Okay? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Madlik ba Esaner, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that we light a candle in the sukkah. What is that? I'm sorry, I'm trying to remember now what is being said here. It's a reference to a previous Gemara. I'm just trying to remember what was the point. Oh, you're not meant to put an end on a sukkah. It's in a very, very small sukkah, it's filled up with smoke. Right? And it makes it smell bad, many candles smell bad, remember. So that's the assumption here. It's the same basic thing, right? It's saying light a candle, parcel the sukkah in some way. Right, that's the basic point. Do whatever it takes to parcel the sukkah.
That's parcel because of the smell?
Smoke is miserable. Smoke, it smells, but whatever the case may be, right? Find a way to parcel it. But it says loipligi, and they didn't really disagree. Right, the question of taking down a little bit of the skach, buying a candle, they're not disagreeing. Halan veha lehu. Right? One of them is speaking about what we should do, and one of them is speaking about what they should do. Right? Right. What's the point? Right. We in Bavel should light a candle in the sukkah. That doesn't permanently pass the sukkah. Why? Because of Svika the Yoma, we might need to use the sukkah tomorrow. Right, so on the one hand, you don't really want to sit in the sukkah. On the other hand, you don't want to take it down because you might need it tomorrow. It's still hooks on Mitzvaso. Right, leave it. Right, if it's an Eretz Yisrael, you know for sure you're not meant to use it tomorrow because they know exactly what date it is. Right, we know in your Eretz Yisrael exactly what date it is. Only one day of Yom Tov. Then already you can actually pass the sukkah going into Shmini Atzeres if you really need to. To have somewhere to eat. Okay? It's a very small sukkah, 7x7. That makes sense. With sukkah, what are you read through? The ma'ayel ba money mikhla. So, says the Amaraba Mani Michla Barimetala Mani Mishtiya Bimetalala. Right? Basically, what you should do in such a case is you should bring in things to eat in the sukkah, right? You should bring in things to eat in the sukkah. Why? What does that act? Once again, what? Wait, what does it mean? It means big cooking implements, right? If you don't have another way of parceling the sukkah, so fine. bring in the pots and pans, right? That's not what you usually have in a sake. You can have a keg in a sake, right? A gigantic wine barrel, something like that. That you can have in sake, but that's something that people often bring to the table. Apparently, people don't usually bring the gigantic pot of soup to the table. They bring a bowl from the kitchen. The same thing. Don't cook in the sukkah. So if you want to do something to demonstrate that you're not dwelling in the sukkah, quite a mitzvah of sukkahs, bring your cooking utensils mamish into the sukkah. Right on Shmini Atzeres. That's the way you should deal with it. That's if it's a big sukkah, right? Fine. Mishnah. Nitzuch HaMayim Pizza. What do they do with Nitzuch HaMayim? They would say, Tzlichis Shel Zav. So they would take a pitcher of water. Right?
Zav is water?
It was made from gold.
Oh, the pitcher is a gold pitcher.
The Zav is definitely not water.
Okay, yeah.
It's like a Shlisha Lugim. It would fill the three Lugim. Hayem Emale Min HaShiloch. And he would fill it from the Shiloch. What's the Shiloch? Where is it?
Okay, he diverted the waters up into the
city. I'm sorry, what did you say?
His girl diverted the waters up into the city.
Okay, very good. So basically, there was a stream that started from a spring right at the bottom, of the hill that used to make up what Yerushalayim in Beis Shein, in Beis Rishon. It was only part Yerushalayim Beis Sheini, right? It's right at the bottom. If you look, you've both been to Ir David? So, it's a triangle, right? The bottom of the triangle, down the valley, there's a spring. It's called the Shiloah. This girl in Ahinami dammed it, and instead redirected it so it would come up inside the walls of the city, so if the city came on siege from some Seiriv, they would have a supply of water. Right? And Chacham and critique him for it because it means he didn't have emunah b'Hashem, he didn't think Hashem would save them. Famously, okay? Right, so that's the Gemara himself. So fine. So Nisuk HaMayim, what they would say, you'd go to the spring and you'd fill it with water. Higiyu l'shar HaMayim. When they reached the Shar HaMayim, why is it called the Shar HaMayim?
So damn it.
They brought the water
to very good, they brought the water into the place of Mikdash. Into Yerushalayim, through this gate. Okay. And this is the only time it was used over the sukkahs, right? They would do a tkiya, and then they would do a trua, and then they would do another tkiya. And they'll blow
trumpets.
Chatzos probably, right? Not shofar. I mean, maybe also shofar, but the important thing is the chatzos. Right? Allah Bakevesh upon Al-Smol, they climbed up the ramp and they turned left. Shnei Sefalim Shel Kesef Hayusham, and there were two Sefalim Shel Kesef. What's a Sefil?
A mug.
Sorry?
A mug.
It's a troll. A troll, right? A big thing that holds water, right? And they were made from silver. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Shel Sid Hayu. Right? They weren't made from silver. And they were actually made from wine. El shalayin hayu, mushkarin mipnei hayayin. Sorry, they were made from nachman. They were made from pasture, and they had gone black from the water. So what? How did it happen that there was nothing if they were made from silver or not? Why did Tanakama think they were made from silver? What happens when silver tarnishes?
Turns like brownish.
Black.
The black.
Tarnished silver is black.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Right? When silver really needs a polish, it's black. Right? Silver oxide is black. So that's what happened here, right? As in it's a machlokes. Was it silver oxide or was it, you know, a deterioration in the plaster because of so much water was going into it?
If it's in Beit HaMikdash, surely they would polish the silver?
Don't know. That's what, That's clearly the debate, though. That's like clearly what happened. Yeah. Right? He says they were black because of this other reason. It implies that Tanakhama thought they were silver because they were black. No?
Yeah.
Umenukavim kemin shnei choytmin dakin. Okay, and they had holes in it like two small
choytmin.
Very good nostrils, right? Echad me'uve ve'echad dak. One of them was a little bit thicker, one of them was a little bit thinner. K'desha yehu shenehin kalin bevasachas. And the point was, they would, that way, that both of these troughs would empty at exactly the same time. The water would run out, and they would empty at exactly the same time. Right? One of them held water and one of them held wine. But the one that had a thicker hole would have been what? Wine or water?
Wine.
Why?
Because it's thicker.
So right, it's thick liquid. It flows out slower. It needs a thicker hole. It needs a bigger hole. Okay. If you by accidentally put either water into the trough for the wine or wine into the trough for the water, no big deal, you are yotze. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, beloig hayamenase kol shmoina. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says the nisuk was done with a loig. Right? With a kli, which is a loig, right? Not three lugim. And they would say to the menasek, to the person who's actually doing it, Hagbe yadcha shepam echa nitzech echa dagabe raglav or gamur kol ama esrigem. They say, make sure you lift up your hand properly when you're pouring it onto the mizbeach. Why? Because one time it sort of slipped and it fell, he by accidentally poured it onto his own feet, and they stoned him with a srogim. Why did they stone him with a srogim?
Because of the head in the hands.
Fine, they have the head in the hands, but why were they stoning him at all?
Because they were upset that he messed up the avoda.
Well, what avoda are we talking?
Nisuch HaMayim.
What's the makor for Nisuch HaMayim? We've discussed this already more than once. No.
The rabbis?
Halacha l'Moshe Misinai.
Yes.
Right? Nisuch HaMayim is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Meaning, yes. Who's going to deny it?
Oh, the tzedukim.
Very good. If a Kohen did this, they think he's a tzedukim. Right? Says the Mishnah, the people who were in the base, who came into the base of Mikdash, they're holding their esrogim. Right? They're, by the way, who's in the base of Mikdash with their esrogim?
The people.
Not exactly. We're talking in the Azara, right? Kohanim, but less important Kohanim, right? And they see that he messed up the Avodah, and it looks like he did it deliberately. It looks like he passed it on purpose because he doesn't believe in it. They throw their esrogim at him to kill him, basically, right? Now, note. I just wanted this parenthetical. I think it's an interesting historical note, right? For a very, very long time, researchers weren't so certain about the references to that the Pshutin, the Amcha, the simple people, seem to prefer the Prushim to the Tzedukim, right? Chazal, this is constant, right? They clearly thought that they, even on the base of Mikdash, they really had the upper hand. People preferred the Prushim to the Tzedukim, people trusted the Prushim, people liked the Prushim, the Tzedukim were these elite people who were friends with the Romans and nobody liked, right? The researchers weren't sure that the people involved in this dispute. Maybe the people just didn't care who's doing the Avodah and the Beis Mikdash. And then they realized it's checkable, so they looked. And there are two sources. Which two sources can you check to see what the situation was? The Gemara is even later in the Mishnah. We're talking Mishnah. The Mishnah is written a good 200 years after these events. So Josephus is confirmed, right? And Josephus does confirm it. Josephus says the people really liked the Prushim. But having said that, we think Josephus is probably a Prushi, so it might be that he's biased. Who else? Where else can we look? What other text was written around that time? A little later, but still. About 40 years afterwards.
An apocryphal text.
No. It's so from though. The New Testament, the book of Matthew. Lo and behold, he says it. He says it. Midiyuk, right, that the people like the Prushim, but the Prushim were modest, and the Prushim were kind to them, and the Prushim were tzachan, and they couldn't stand the Tzukim, but the Tzukim were arrogant. Kachava. Right? So now the hope and believe has written the New Testament. Okay. Top. They did it exactly the same way on Chol and on Shabbos. The only difference was they would bring the water to the Beit Hamikdash on from Erev Shabbos. Why? Yes, it's a Hetzah potentially. The right there. I'm not going to get into details of Hetzah right now. There's an issue of Hetzah here. Right, it's not in the Mikdash, therefore it's Vavai Aser. They would bring the Mayim on Erev Shabbos in a giant golden barrel, and they would leave the Beit Hamikdash, and when the time came on Shabbos, and they would do the same thing, right? Nishbecha nitzgal gela nitzgal sa hayame male minakir shayayin amayin agulim sulim agamim. What happens if this golden barrel is spilt, or if it Or if it got uncovered. What are we worried about if it got uncovered?
Snake poison.
Right, a snake will drink from it, and then the snake will release some poison from its fangs into the water. This is physically impossible, because I thought this could happen. Right, so, right, that makes the mayim possible to pour on the mizbeach as poisonous, and anything, either mayim or yayin or anything else that goes on the mizbeach has to be something that a Jew can eat. But if it's poisonous, then obviously a Jew can't eat sakana. Right? Nobody can eat it. So, what happens if it either got spilt, in which case it's obviously unusable, or if it got uncovered, in which case we're afraid a snake drank from it?
From the kior.
Yep, you'll get the water from the kior, right? Because any yain or mayin which were uncovered are possible. The be'am is be'ach.
Yeah, you might as well do